Good, guys. Good to have you all. Good to have you all. Right, let's get into this. Hope you're good. All right, so listen, yesterday we talked about self-awareness, and for some of us, probably made us feel a little bit low, maybe like a little bit of a realization about where we are. But it doesn't matter necessarily about that. We have to go through those emotions. We have to face each other in the mirror and find out what's going on. Versus now, okay, what we let's feel good. Like, let's do something that makes us feel like we're achieving. All right. And for many of us, a lot of people are that vision one. Do you remember yesterday's vision or that line of sight where it's right in front of you and you're firefighting? So, like, health and fitness, mental and emotional conditioning is probably the last thing you're thinking of. You're just trying to get through the day. You're just existing. You're just self-doubting yourself. You're just questioning whether you're good enough. All of those things that are going on, right? So when it comes to health and fitness, it's not just about these, okay, or these, or the six-pack. All right, where we are in life, guys, is very different to where we were when we were in our early 20s, mid-20s, late 20s, 30s, okay? The goalposts have changed for us. And what I'm going to introduce you tonight is a three-tier system model that I feel that we, as men in our age group, in our capabilities with the lives that we are living, should be focusing on most. Okay. So it all kind of comes about for being fit for life. All right. Now, fit for life is having the energy and the mental capacity and the emotional conditioning to deal with life, to deal with busy work schedules, to be able to interact with our missus, right? Being able to have a sex life, to be able to play with our kids in the evening after a full day's work, to be able to be in a swimming pool or the swimming baths and feel comfortable with our top off, to be able to put some clothes on for date night and feel pretty good. For you to walk down the street and a chick check you out and go, nice. Okay, but those sort of things, whether you like it or not, I know that they're in there, and each one of you will have a different thing that you kind of want to be fit mentally, emotionally, and physically. Now, as you can see from here, there are three core elements to being fit for life. There is the physical side, the emotional side, and the mental side. Now, what I'm going to do is take you through just three examples of each. Now, I could literally spend a whole day doing a seminar on this. So I'm going to kind of keep it short and brief and simple to understand and give you some food for thought. Now, the first one that we're going to talk about is emotional. Now, for many guys, whether you believe it or not, we are emotional creatures. The ego dominates the male emotion. And that ego, the minute that, if you like, becomes the mental block to being able to handle situations. Guys can get super short, super bad-tempered, can lash out, can be completely emotional when they're making decisions and implementation. So we lose control very easily emotionally. It's made even worse when we have a drink, right? You see lads out fighting, you see confrontations, you see road rage, you see getting stressed at work, stressed the boss, and it all kind of builds up. We don't understand how to handle ourselves emotionally. Now, there are lots of different things to emotional side. Self-belief, self-reassurance, self-esteem. Now, the three that I'm going to talk about here is about things that we should be building, conditioning. Okay, these are very much the things that I will try and touch base on whilst trying to develop guys through my programs, through my systems. So, emotional side, enjoyment. So, underneath enjoyment is that I don't feel like enough men are enjoying life. And many men will use the excuse that, oh, life is hard, life is tough, there's things always getting in the way, I'm always kind of like unhappy at work, I'm unhappy in my relationships, I'm unhappy with the way that I look. So it becomes what you tell yourself in here internally is that you become more and more miserable about your life. And then we suddenly slip into that victim mentality, self-pity, poor you, okay? And when you slip into that mentality, if you remember when we talked about the tree and the vision, you end up back in the rut. And that's the cycle of mentality that you have. You become very negative. And we need to try and find some enjoyment and passion in life. So if I was to ask you, hey, what are you passionate about in life? What gets you going? Like for me, this job gets me going. I'm passionate about this job. I'm passionate about being a father. I'm passionate about looking after my missus. I'm passionate about jiu-jitsu. I'm passionate about golf. I'm passionate about swimming and doing triathlons and ultra running. Like I'm passionate about the military, Royal Marines. So they're things that really connect with me emotionally, like that emotional connection. And when we can link with the things that, here's a task, why don't you go and write down the top 10 things that you feel really, that make you happy? So instead of focusing on the negative side of things, we're focusing on the positive side of things. And we can recognize that, just like we did with the life audit. We're writing all of that out. We're writing all our scores. We're recognizing things. Write things that make you happy. Write things that help you enjoy life a little bit more. And do more of that. Confidence. Confidence is a big one for men. Now, for many people, a lot of people think I'm super confident. And I am at times. But I'm also really vulnerable at times, guys. Like, I don't care about admitting that. I'm confident about when I'm on the downward spiral, when I feel a little bit insecure, when I feel a little bit vulnerable, when I feel like the world's getting on top of me. And I'm confident that I can recognize that and be open about that. Confidence is something that I feel that we condition, like our muscles, like our biceps, like our shoulders. Like the more we train them, the bigger they get, the better it gets. So the more you show up, if you remember, the 1% wins. The more we move forwards at 1% here, the more confidence we have in what we're doing and the direction that we're heading, man, we're starting to build this up over and over and over and over again. And then suddenly, 28 days down the line, 2 months down the line, 12 weeks down the line, we suddenly got like a little bit more of a spring in our step. We're upright rather than slouched. We're positive rather than negative. And then your wife is noticing you and saying, wow, you look really good tonight. Wow, you're looking good tonight. Wow, you're working really well in your job. Wow, you're really paying more attention to the kids. And suddenly all of these things start coming in and you become more and more confident. That then leads to self-reassurance. Guys, every single one of you is good enough for where you are, okay? And this is all still part of health, being fit for life, being emotionally intelligent enough to understand this thing is what we're trying to work towards. So the self-awareness, what we spoke about yesterday, okay, this is raising our self-awareness of our emotional conditioning, of our emotional awareness. So something happens, you get a trigger, then bang, how do I act on this? Number one, do I punch the bloke in the face? Number two, do I choke them out? Or number three, do I take a big deep breath and actually let it go? Because most of the time when we act emotionally, 24 hours later, we feel completely different. Acting on impulse and emotion is far more severe than acting on logic and pausing and thinking about what you're doing. I always have a rule that if something is triggering me or something that is setting me off or something's affecting, I've got to be able to take a knee, breathe, assess the situation and kind of think about it. I don't actually take a knee, but in my head, I'm taking a knee. I stop, breathe, assess, bang. All right, how do I handle this better than going off the handle all the time? And that's that one third, okay, of being fit for life when we can control our emotions. It's a big thing, but especially in relationships, communication, understanding, okay? Cool, makes sense? If that makes sense, hit the blue thumb button for me at least 20 times and then that way I know that you've caught up. So like mental, we're gonna move on to this second third, okay? Now, mental, mindset, mindfulness. Great, thanks for doing the thumbs, guys, just so I know where you are. this is really important, okay? The brain dictates the actions. The brain dictates the mood. The brain dictates the direction and the decision making, all right? So it's really, really, really important. So there are three for me key elements here and in no particular order. Yesterday I spoke about the three C's, consistency, control and clarity. So for me, controlling the elements of your life is essential. So controlling your time, controlling your energy, controlling your decision making, controlling your actions, doing what you said you were going to do. Okay, these things are absolutely crucial. These things are super important if you are going to move forwards with your life. If we're going to move forwards 1% a day, every single day forever, then we've got to make sure that we're in control of our surroundings, everything that's going on. As soon as we lose control, that's when this starts triggering. It starts like tweaking. It's like, oh my God, I'm losing control. I'm going to start acting emotionally. I need to cope by having more booze. I need to cope by lashing out. I need to cope by being more miserable, slipping into more depression, becoming more anxious, instead of really taking control of the situation. We do that by building up. If you remember, I talked about the elite operator, the alter ego, the voice inside your head, the voice of reason, the voice of accountability. Why are you doing that, James? What's the purpose of that, James? Is that going to benefit you, James? Why are you going to stick that cake in your mouth? Why are you going to drink another beer? Why are you going to go down the pub? Why are you going to keep getting home late and working and burning yourself out? So the elite operator is something that we build up. And I spoke about how we built that up yesterday. So you remember our little structure box, our little fort. So we build that up. We become connected to it. We kind of like weirdly talk to it inside of our head. It's like, hey, bring me back. And that's a big thing on the morning routine, right? So for me, if I wake up and it's not a great morning, I go really connect with this, all right? This gives me perspective. The elite operator tells me, hey, look how far you've come. Hey, look at what you're doing. Hey, look at the difference you're making. Hey, look at what a good dad you are. Hey, look at people that are not are worse off than you. Brings it all to perspective, right? Balances the state of mind. Balances the thought, okay, of everything that's going on. Resilience. So mental resilience is the ability to be able to overcome problems. If you were just to fast forward every single time you hit a problem, you fast forward through, you would end up on your deathbed, continuously fast forwarding every problem that's going to come along. Nothing is ever going to change. You might get a couple of glimpses of, you know, like the eye of the storm when it's clear. You might get a couple of those moments in your life where actually there's no problems, where things are just rosy, where things are pretty good. But apart from that, there's going to be punches coming in, boom, 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 all of the time in your face. You've got to be resilient enough to not just take them, but embrace them, absorb them, get up and fight back. Instead of slipping into the negative thinking that puts you into the depressed mode, that makes you feel anxious, that makes you doubt yourself. So there has to be some self-help here. Okay, and the way that we do that is by constantly working on ourselves. Personal development, doing courses, reading, listening, YouTube videos, TED Talks, 5-day challenges, 28-day programs, group socials, seminars. If you're not doing anything to help yourself, how do you ever expect to move forwards? Okay. So then we come on to the last one, FIZ. Physical health and fitness. Now, there are three key elements here for me. Okay, number one is we must be learning to work on ourselves inside out. So forget the scales, forget the tape measures, okay? I want you to feel good. I want you to put on a shirt and a pair of jeans and shoes and go out with the boys or take your missus out and feel good. That's what I want. I want you to feel like you're not carrying around an extra 2 stone. I want you to feel confident in your own skin. And that's what I mean. That's what I mean about inside out. And too many people are like, I need the 6-pack. I need the scales. I need to be this way. I need to be that way. Do you? Or do you just need to be happy here? Okay, is that for me, that fit for life, doing fitness? When I'm working out, I'm not thinking 6-pack. I'm thinking clear mind. So when I work out, I'm not thinking 6-pack, I'm thinking clear mind. Second one is limitations and expectations. The expectations that you will set yourself are there to be seen, okay? Your expectations are here, right? You're like, this is what I used to do when I was 20, I can still do it now at 40 or 30, okay? Then your level of conditioning is here. So you're trying to reach this standard, you're down here, it's not going to work. So there's this deficit, and this is the deficit where you start feeling sorry for yourself. Oh, well, you know, I did a 10-mile run, but it wasn't a 6-mile run like I used to do it, so it's crap. Again, man, I just will slap your face. You should slap your own face if you're saying that, because you've missed the whole point. You just did 10K. Okay, everybody is missing the big wins and the feelings of accomplishment because everyone's looking for the huge expectations up here when you're here. So perform to there. Listen, if you don't like running, don't run. If you don't like going to the gym, don't go to the gym. Do something. Do something that you find challenging, rewarding, fun. Go swimming, do a triathlon, go to jiu-jitsu, play golf, go walking. Not everything has to be a high intense, kill yourself, put yourself into the ground, destroy your body scenario. Fit for life means consistency, doing the things that you like doing, testing, dipping your toe into different ways to get fit, guys. Important steps, all right? And here, feel good. I've kind of already stepped on the toes of that. So, well, I feel good, all right? So all of these three things here, oops. Okay, these all contribute to each other. And again, you require discipline. We require accountability. We require guidance. It is hard to do this. Like, this is not easy, guys. And then what we have, if you think about yesterday, this is not a very big thought. So here's our thought, okay? All of this mess here, all of this cloud is the chaos. Remember what I said, trying to get into your state of mind. Boom, boom, boom. Chaos being work, stress, self-pressure, uncertainty, all of those things trying to break through into your state of mind. Whereas this model is almost your army, okay? It's coming in, boom, dealing with it. So when we do things that are here, emotionally, physical, and mentally, going to the gym, doing our walks, having our morning routines, listening to audio, doing meditation, doing breathing, all these micro little things that we do are all like little 1% wins, 1% wins. Each one of these tallies. Okay, and then you get the big wins, and then we go again. It's not trying to change everything overnight, boys. This is a process that goes on and on and on and on and on into your brown bread, all right? And this is how we reinforce that thought by going through this cycle, all right? Does that make sense, guys? So just let me know if that makes sense. Let me know if that resonated with you. Let me know if that is helpful for you before we move on to the questions. Okay, cool. Thank you for the thumbs up. And obviously, if you're watching back, I won't see those thumbs. So just start, let me know. Remember, the engagement's really important because it's because I'm on the end of the phone. Good, Russell. Great, Connor. Great, Ross. Cool. Do you know what I think a lot of this does as well is almost gives you permission to stop beating yourself up and stop thinking you have to go hard or go home. You know, that mentality, that like, sure, some of us, for some of you, yeah, go for it. You know, I personally like to do it every now and then, but, you know, I'm 43 next month. Jesus. There's a realization. You know, I think we men feel under pressure. Okay, men feel under pressure that they have to be like lifting the heaviest weight or be the quickest. Remember what I spoke about in dropping that ego. Okay, remember it. Okay, dropping the ego. Allow yourself just to be enjoy it. You know, enjoy it. Okay, cool. All right, let's get some questions answered. I'll answer these questions, guys, and then I'll give you, if you've got time, I'll give you an opportunity. We're smashing it for time tonight. Then I'll, anyone that's watching tonight, I'll answer that. And then if you're watching back and you've got a question, ask and I'll drop in. How do you start a business when you know nothing about business? I'm not sure what that's got to do with fitness. Ali, so here's the thing, right? When I left the college after leaving the Marines, I went in to run my business. I knew nothing. I didn't even know what a P&L sheet was, mate. And in the first year, I built up my business to a very successful business. We had 350 members at our boot camp, and before we had no one. And I relied on going on YouTube and I watched everything, okay? Everything to do with how to run a business. I researched, I put the work in. If you go into business for yourself and you don't know how to run a business, I'm not gonna go into this too much because it's got nothing to do with the fitness. You've gotta be prepared to put the work in. Like, there were days when I was working nights, like I was sleeping for 2 hours, 3 hours. For the first 6 months of my business, I was eating Tesco value baked beans. I was only putting the heating on when the kids were around. Like, you know, I took a huge risk, plunged in, like, you know, I had a semi side hustle going on with doing a bits of PT, and then I went all in and we just grew. And then we sold that business and then we started working with men here. So evolve, learn, be prepared to put the work in. Blood, sweat and tears, man. As I have just reached 50, weights, etc., never been into, thinking of taking up yoga, Pilates or similar, any other suggestions? So classic example there of recognizing your limitations and expectations, recognizing that actually weights don't do it for you, but actually recognizing that Pilates and yoga as a 50-year-old is gonna benefit you massively. Swimming, cycling, if you wanna do it intensely or you wanna do it lightly, do it on that. Do you know what I mean? You are, and that's great that you've done that, John. You've recognized that, hey, look, I don't like weights. I'm 50, I need to do something that's gonna help my mobility and benefit me. And here is a vision or analogy, if you like, of what I see as life and how our timeline pans out here. For me, I wanna be a fit and able 100-year-old person. I wanna make it to 100, but I wanna be fit. I want my body to be looked after and I wanna grow. So when I talk about my mission, remember yesterday we talked about remember the mission. I wanna make sure that I look at myself, my mind, emotions, and physical state as the asset of my life. I am the asset. If I'm not the asset, if I'm not the priority, which we're gonna talk about tomorrow, tomorrow's the biggest day, I cannot provide for my family. I cannot be there for them to emotionally support them, to physically support them. Okay, we have to be the most important person in our life. Okay, and it's quite hard to say, you know, for some of you, it's not for me, but, and it doesn't mean that I don't love my kids or I don't love my family, but if I'm not on top of my game, if I'm not doing this, how can I be the best father? How can I be the best partner? How can I be the best coach to you lot? How can I stand here, have the integrity to tell you how to do this if I didn't practice it? Okay, and that's what for me is absolutely essential, is to recognize these things, understand why you're doing them. I'm not even halfway. I've got 7 years to go and then I'm halfway. John, who's turning, just reached 50, he's halfway, man. So he's got to protect his body for the next 50 years. Pilates, yoga will do that. Healthy eating, gut health, all of that good stuff. Hope that makes sense. I'm a big lump. So first of all, I'm just gonna touch on that, Chris. When we write things like that, we identify with a negative self of our subconscious. We are already putting ourselves down by saying, I'm a big lump. You're not a big lump. You're a human being, you're a bloke who has probably gone through a hard time and ended up putting on the weight. Don't identify yourself as a large lump. Just identify yourself as a bloke on a mission. Obviously, diet and exercise, which I'm game for putting in hard yards. Is there any other methods I could use to add fizz and diet to shed weight? So the key thing with shedding weight, losing weight, is that people are too obsessed with it, okay? The problem that why people don't lose weight, it's not necessarily because they are not tracking their calories or they're not exercising, it's because their routine is dog shit. It's because they are not managing their time, it's because they have no structure, they have no routine, they have no awareness of it, and they have no accountability to stay disciplined. It's not the fact that you don't want to eat it. It's just that you've got no one saying, hey, Chris, why aren't you tracking your calories like you said you were going to track? Why aren't you doing your workout like you said you were going to do? Okay, makes sense? So I think when it comes to weight, don't look at this as though I've got to lose 2 stone in 2 months. Look at it as I'm going to lose the next pound, then I'm going to lose the next pound, then I'm going to lose the next pound, then I'm going to lose the next pound. There's a common occurrence in the way that I teach and do things, right? So your mission is to lose the next pound, and you're going to work your nuts off, you're going to track your calories, boom, pound gone, bang, next one, pound, bang, pound, bang, pound, 1 month gone, 8 pounds down. Brilliant, all right? So you're moving yourself forward like that, but don't identify yourself in a negative way. I'm awaiting an operation. How and what can I do to train without further complications? Any advice? So I would say don't train. Really don't train. If you're waiting for an operation, just chill out, manage your calories. Also, like, if you can walk, but there is no point in getting into anything until you've had your operation and you've healed. Look after your body. Again, drop the ego. The ego saying, I've got to train, I've got to do something, right? Do you? Like, do you? Do you really? Like, do you know what I mean? So you have to kind of like be at that point where operation's done. I'm going to do 8 weeks rehabilitation, then boom, I'm going to start easing in. All right, it's about the next year, 2 years, 3 years. Okay, let's have this mission, let's have this plan. When you put that plan into place, that reduces your anxiety and your thirst for progression. If you make a decent plan over a year, then you feel like, oh, I feel a little bit more certain. I have a little bit more clarity about actually the recovery. Okay, and then it takes the pressure off going, right, I've got to have a backup, but I'm going to do some deadlifts. Let's go. All right, I'm fairly active, have a physical job, but at 8 a.m. But 8 a.m. having trouble toning up, especially around my waist. What's the best to burn it off to get a six-pack? Stop worrying about six-pack. Like, do you know how hard it is to maintain a six-pack? When you get a six-pack, it's not getting the six-pack, it's keeping the six-pack. And the mental torment that it puts you under, because when you don't hit your six pack, or suddenly you've had a couple of cakes and stuff, and then you put that slight body fat back on, you're then struggling mentally because you feel like you're doing crap. So get out the habit of these six packs, guys. Unless you're going on stage to be a bodybuilder, just have a flat stomach or a toned stomach. You know, the work that it requires to get a six pack is phenomenal. You have no idea how strict you have to be, guys. Your life will be miserable trying to get a six pack, eating broccoli, rice, and chicken, managing your calories. I did a 28 day challenge. One of my best friends invited me to do his 28 day challenge. I did the 28 day challenge. I lost 4 kilograms. I was shredded, but I was miserable. All I wanted was my cake, man, and my gin. Like, balance. I don't want to live like a monk for the rest of my life. I like my gin. I like my cakes. I like my McDonald's with the kids if I have one. But I do it in proportion because I train hard. I track calories when I'm training for something. You know, as long as I'm fit and healthy and able, mobile, boom, I'm winning. And I dropped the ego a long time ago. You know, I've got a missus 10 years younger than me, so I'm all right. How often should we complete the exercises going forward? So that little set that I gave you today, that is something that I would recommend doing once a month, right? With exercise, it's a funny thing. So any of the lads that come on the 28 day program, or any lads that work with me in a mastermind, I give them workouts to follow, right? Andrew. That's who I did mine with. Ross is one of my best mates, mate. So Ross, for me, is the best PT in the country by far. And he's a very good friend of mine. I told him I was miserable as well. I told him he's a Geordie knobber. So exercise going forwards, like what I was saying is like people in my coaching group is always look, hey, do something, like remember what I said yesterday, do a minimum of 3 20-minute sessions, okay? And then moving forwards, right? 3 20-minute sessions a week, whether it's running, press-ups, jiu-jitsu, I don't know. It's what you wanna do. Like my job role is to make sure that you have structure, to make sure you have a strong mindset, to get you out of your rut, to give you passion in life again. Okay, I am a trained PT, but I feel that one of the ways that we went, I used to do what my friend did, Ross, and I used to get people to try and get fit, and I got really frustrated with guys who didn't follow through in the program, no matter how much I followed up, no matter how simple I made it. And I was seeing the results the lads were getting, and I got to the bottom of it, and I realized that lads were just overwhelmed with life. A lot of lads don't know how to live life at this age, at this period, at this chapter. And if you like, without it sounding patronizing, which I don't think it does, it's re-educating you how to go about living your life again, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Having routine, having structure. You know, if someone then turns around and goes, well, that's a bit patronizing, it's like, well, look, are you actually living the life that you want to live? No. Well, do you know how to? No. Great. So I am educating you to do that. And it's a big step. You know, I hired people to help me do that. I've got two mentors that help me, one in business, one in life, because I feel like one of my mentors is 64 years old. He's lived a life. He's got great experience. I love listening to his stories, and I get so much from that. And that's what we should be doing. We should be learning from other people. We should have mentors. We should have courses. We should be self-developing. If you think about when we're in school and college and university, we follow all those things. That's what improves the way that we think, right? We might not necessarily follow that trait in life, but I learn from all of you. Every time I do a show, I learn. Every time I run a 28-day program, I learn from it. I learn from the guys in there. I'm inspired by the guys. You guys inspire me. You know, when I see people stepping out and showing up and being the next success story for the man coach, it's like, man, that is what I'm talking about. Somebody who's willing to step up and make the change. Someone who's prepared to dive into the next chapter. Those sort of things are what we want to see in the world, right? Gone way off on a tangent there. What advice would you give for someone who struggles to exercise due to daily chronic pain? So I would, I don't really know what your pain is. I don't know what the condition is. So I haven't got much context here, but I would certainly come up with an exercise plan. Maybe hire a local PT who knows your condition in a little bit more context. And maybe come up with a plan to be able to work through that. I know it's very difficult when you're in pain. I've got a guy who is in a very similar position in the mastermind right now, but he started breaking through. He started like walking, jogging. He's going above and beyond what his capabilities are. And it's the power of the mind and what he's telling himself. You know, I'm super proud of him. He came through the last 5 days. He really did not let it get in the way. He really stepped up, you know, and you have to limit the amount of time you exercise. You have to limit the exercise that you do as well. Cool. All right, guys, we've got to that point where I'm going to invite you to ask a question. So if you want to ask me a question, can you just make it blunt and short? Because I can't see a lot of script on my phone. So if there's something you want to ask, maybe about fitness, then please fire away. I'll stick on for a couple of minutes. Great job, Simon. Get that ego. Because 2012 was mugged nearly. Died in the not making it home today. Good stuff, Simon. Simon, I love that. Andrew, congratulations on your success with Ross. Well, yeah, man. Gonna ask a mate to be an accountability buddy. Cool. The thing with asking for people to be accountability buddies is that it's very difficult. Like, you know, it's one of the biggest problems that I see when guys do it is guys just falling off or waning off or not keeping up, or someone doesn't text the other person in, and before you know it, you're both out of sync, right? So tomorrow, on Sunday, I mentioned I was going to introduce an opportunity for you guys. So tomorrow, I'm going to introduce an opportunity to take this insight, which is exactly what it is. This is an insight, and put it into practice, okay, for 28 days. There's no obligation, but it's something that some of you might feel now is the time to dive into and get into it, get some accountability, discipline in our action packed like 28 day. But I'll talk more about that tomorrow. I'm letting the first rule be my accountability. Good man, I love that. Guys, are there any more questions that you want to ask me? Use me, abuse me, or lose me? That was my chat up line to my missus. Right, here we go. How do you keep the elite operator at the front of your mind, as I do forget he's there? So it's self-awareness. So it's daily practices, daily reviewing. When you're working on yourself, it's very hard to forget that you're working on yourself. So right now, on these 5 days, for many of you, you'll have an insight into how things could work for you. Like different patterns, different ways of thinking. You're working on yourself this week. By Friday, those that are still with us will think to themselves, wow, like I feel so much better here right now, right? Some of you might come on the 28 day and you'll feel 1,000 times better. Like you'll see a completely different way of living. Some of you will go off, forget what we've spoken about and go straight back to the way you were. I mean, there are lots of different scenarios everyone does, but to keep that elite operator mindset in your head, it's continuously working on yourself, okay? And building a relationship. Think about building a relationship with your missus. Think about building a relationship with a friend. You get to know each other better. You get inside each other's head. You know how each other works. That's exactly the same relationship you build with your elite operator, okay? Think of him as your missus. I get training guilt. I used to train with my wife. But a rare disease put her in a wheelchair. Any tools to avoid manage this? So when you look at the Paralympics, right? I still think that your wife can get involved. Look at what those guys achieve in there. Some of those guys got like no legs or arms. There's a guy who had no arms and was playing table tennis with the bat in his mouth, and he flicked the ball up. So find a way for you to be able to get your wife to join you. Push your wife in a wheelchair. Get a specially made wheelchair so she can push and roll along with you. Okay? And you should never feel guilty about being fit and healthy to help look after her, to help look after you. Remember, and tomorrow we'll go into a lot more depth on this, you are the priority. If you don't keep yourself fit and healthy, how can you help everybody else keep it together? 1% a day is really hitting it for me this week. Good man, Russell. Okay, 1% is our analogy in the mastermind. Like, you know, 1% wins are absolutely the bomb. Every single day you can go to bed going, smash this, like smash that. Whether it's small or big, you know, you save pound coins in your bag. Before you know it, you've got £1,000 in your bag. Anytime, Chris, you're more than welcome. I can't get my head around the elite operator. I lack ambition. So one of the questions you've got to ask yourself is, why do you lack ambition? Like, you know, it's very difficult to have this conversation on the phone, because I would question you, like, why do you lack ambition? Okay, what do you want to do in your life? A lot for people that don't know what they want to do with their life, one thing I would say is write down 10 things that you can think of that you would do with your life, i.e. travel, go camping, wild camping, go scuba diving, go watch a Grand Prix, whatever. Do things. Experience things. Go, nah, that wasn't for me. Nah, that wasn't for me. Many of you would do this and go, nah, he's not for me. Yep, I really like him. And you're just dipping your toe in lots of different things. We do it in relationships, right? Throughout our lives. In our early lives, we meet lots of different women or men. And as you evolve and you go through the years, you then meet a different type of women. And as you go through, you start to make a picture and gain clarity about the type of woman you want to meet based on the experience that you've had. finding ambition and what you want to do in your life is the same thing. If you don't dip your toe in there and start getting out and about and doing things, you never really know what direction you're going. If we just stay at home and go, I lack ambition, I'm just existing, then that's what we do. If you go out and you never meet a girl, you never know what type of girl you like. Oh boy. State of Mind was the first book I completed front to back, so thank you. I love that. Thank you. I've just finished Ant's three books. Will you do a second? My second book is actually written and will be released in October. Okay, it's not necessarily an alter ego. I use your 1% wins to fight with my cancer. Marcus, that's brilliant to hear. 110%, and I truly believe that one of the biggest things in your armory against cancer is your mindset. You know, I truly believe it. I truly believe that if you can maintain a positive attitude throughout treatment, I really believe that it can have a positive effect in terms of your recovery. You know, I've worked with a couple of people who've had cancer, and keeping this in the right frame of mind, keeping it positive, keeping it driven, focused and directed has really made a difference. Any self-help books you would recommend as quick reads? There are no quick reads. There are only in-depth reads. Yes. But I haven't got my phone on me. Atomic Habits is a good book. Atomic Habits. Extreme Accountability, Jocko Wilk. David Goggins, You Can't Hurt Me. I'm sure you've all read that. There's three for you right there. You are more than welcome. So tomorrow, yep, 28 days sounds like a good plan. You're more than welcome. By the way, the 28 plan is nothing like what this setup we've got going on here, in case you're thinking, there's no way I can do a live every night. There's no way I can do a live every night, okay? It's designed to fit around your life, but I'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm a diabetic. I eat okay. I do what I can to keep it all together. I'm always active cycle. Everywhere I go, as I don't drive and labourer on building sites, but have poor stamina. Any thoughts? I can do it all. I am diabetic. Do what I can to keep it all together. I am always active, cycle everywhere, as I don't drive and labourer on building sites, but I have. So I'd probably say, I wonder whether you're eating enough calories, Paul. So one of the things you can do is go to, let me just write this on here, guys. Oh, I don't want to rub that off. 2 secs. Let me just write this up here. So you can research what your calories should be here. Look. Okay, TDEE calculator. If you put it into Google, it will give you like a little calculator, and you can type in your details, your stats, and it will tell you what your daily maintenance calories should be. If you then download MyFitnessPal and you scan every food or put in every food that you eat, you can then measure how far in a surplus or how much in a deficit you are compared to where your maintenance should be. So if you're looking to stay the same, you can check. But even just tracking your calories, if you're way below, then your energy levels are gonna be super low as well. And being diabetic as well, you know, you need to be making sure you're managing that level of calories just as much, okay? And I wonder if you're just dropping energy and you're dropping stamina, because you seem to be doing a lot in terms of cycling everywhere. So I just visualize you cycling from A to B to C to D. So maybe we're a bit low on the calories. And this is the thing that I say to a lot of people: if you don't track calories, you can't tell me that you eat well. Okay, it's absolute like nonsense, because you don't know how much food. It's like saying, if I said to you, you can't check your bank account for the next month and manage your affairs, you'd be like, well, I can't do that. I need to see my accounts. So if I said to you, manage your food intake, okay, but you can't check how much you're eating versus what you should have in there, you wouldn't be able to track or manage your calories or your diet. Do you know what I mean? So it's necessary to know what the know what the figures are. Good books: Atomic Habits, Extreme Accountability, and You Can't Hurt Me, Simon Goggins. And obviously, if you look out for my book, maybe in October, little plug. No question, just want to say loving these sessions. I feel like they come at the right time in my life. Thanks for this. Anytime, Connor, you're more than welcome. You honestly would be surprised how many guys it kind of comes about at the right time. It's just the universe's way of connecting you and me. The key is what you're going to do with it. You know, these sessions are great. You're on top of your game right now. But what happens next? Do you know? And this is where I get so frustrated, because guys are like, go away from here, and they're driven, and they just email me the following week saying, I've undone everything. So this is just an insight. We're just, you know, touching the surface here about what and how to grow as a man. You know, we're looking at some home truths. We're looking at some things and just making things as basic as possible, right? Simple, 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 to make you a better human being, to make that brain of yours work better. No worries, Lee. No worries. Nice one, James. Appreciate your time. Good. Guys, I really hope that has helped you. Stick with us. Stay with us. Don't lose focus. Don't think, oh, I'll get around to that later. If you can join us live, be live. I really hope you've enjoyed tonight's session. I can already feel my throat starting to starting to die. Thank you for your time, JB. Good luck with tomorrow's challenge, fellas. Good man, Daniel. Tomorrow's a big one. Tomorrow is the most important session that you will do this week. It's hard hitting and it's a real eye opener. And it's going to open up some eyes. All right, guys, I appreciate you all. Have a great evening with your families. Take care.